SBS Radio.
Prison or youth detention centres, they are a place where your voice is not usually heard, which means issues affecting men and women on the inside cannot be highlighted. But now, a radio project and an independent podcast are giving Indigenous men and women locked up on the inside the chance to have their own unique and diverse voices heard on both sides of the prison walls. And their success is showing that more and more people want to hear those voices. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
For me, it's about giving voice to the voiceless as Aboriginal people, especially in such an environment where you're ordered to do what you're told to do at the drop of a hat. But it's about giving access and a voice to the mobs inside behind maximum security prison.
You just heard there from Kutcha Edwards, singer-songwriter, Mutty Mutty Man and broadcaster with Beyond the Bars Radio Project. It is produced and broadcast by 3CR Community Radio, and it gives Indigenous men and women locked up on the inside the chance to have their own unique and diverse voices heard.
For the mobs inside, that's why they warm to Beyond the Bars, is because they can in a sense voice what's going on, but only internally within the confines of a maximum security prison, but internally in oneself. And so Beyond the Bars gives access to that voice and that spirit, and with the advent of the technology now available, you know, let's say a Queenslander who's Aboriginal man or woman who's incarcerated for supposedly doing something wrong in Victoria, and they've been placed in, you know, Deer Park Women's Prison or Barwon Prison. With the advent of Beyond the Bars and the technology, they can say hello to their children who are listening. You know, if they've got the internet at their house or Wi-Fi, they can hear. They can directly talk to their children and say, hello to my son in Bamaga, or hello to my son in Weipa, or hello to my daughter in Brisbane. And it's a beautiful thing when a child hears their father or mother's voice on the radio, even though it's a beautiful thing. And you know, we've been doing it for that long, and the beauty is you get to see the mobs during NAIDOC Week, and NAIDOC Week is obviously a special time for blackfellas around the country, and just because they're locked up, they don't have the right. It isn't right that they don't have the right to celebrate. So, yeah, it's a special time, NAIDOC Week, even though they are behind bars.
The 3CR Radio Project, Beyond the Bars Radio, conducts a series of production workshops which then lead up to NAIDOC Week radio show broadcasts. Men and women take part and develop their confidence and get their chance to have their own voices heard from inside prison walls and gates. Their voices are broadcast beyond the prison to outside, where we, as listeners, can hear about what issues affect them and what topics they want to yarn about. The workshops and radio broadcasts have been held across the state of Victoria for nearly 20 years within various men's and women's correctional facilities.
Started in 2001, I think, or 2002. I don't know. Each year, we sort of we approach it as if it's the first year, and it has grown. And a lot of the mobs have come and gone. Not in the sense that they've come and gone within the confines of the facilities that they're in, but you know, I look back and old brother Gill is no longer no longer with us physically. He undoubtedly walks the corridors or the paths at all the facilities, all the prisons, and some of the men and women are no longer with us. And you look back and you think, along the journey and back, you know, back down the track, and you think, you've been doing it for this long that it's like breathing, and you know how to breathe, and you do it subconsciously. And this year's different. This year with COVID, it's been difficult. Nobody's allowed her in and out because of you know. And we look as a society, as a community, that you know, we get told for 6 weeks that we're in lockdown in our own houses, but. You look at our mobs in prison, and they're doing it twice as hard because, yeah, no family can go in and out. They can't get visitors, and they're actually in lockdown. So it's been difficult for them, and yeah, but I look, you know, I look at this year, and we're still trying to find ways of you know, I did about 2 months ago, I did some interviews with the mobs that I can't remember where it was. It was either Barwon or Port Phillip, and some of the men just came into the ALL, Aboriginal Liaison Officer's office, and hopped on the phone, and I asked them questions, and not asked them questions, just had a yarn to them about, you know, how's COVID, how are they coping with COVID, and it's been difficult for them. But, yeah, it's been an amazing journey. But, yeah, come the day that we don't have to, you know, we don't have to interview our mobs in prisons because there'll be no prisons to lock up our people. But that obviously won't happen. It's a business. Some people are in the business of making money off incarcerating Aboriginal people, and it's a quagmire, and it's difficult to talk about. Yes, CCR will always be there to give our mobs the voice, and it's been a beautiful journey. But I'm getting tired. We're all getting tired, Kerry Lee. And
Beyond the Bars raises important justice issues for Indigenous people and issues spoken about by the men and women are culture, family, connection to country and language. Personal and heart-wrenching stories are shared through conversations, spoken word, poetry and music. The Beyond the Bars is a huge success, and the project develops and grows each year, and there is a high interest in the number of people being involved. But it is not the only way the issues affecting people inside correctional facilities can be heard.
Well, we actually met in prison. We both went into prison. We were in there for white collar crime. So Darren was in there for insider trading. I was in there for ATO related charges. And it was during that time that we struck up a friendship. And we realised that there were a few, I guess, problems with the system. The system was very broken, and we set about, even while we were inside.
Well, while we were inside, we discussed
to do something about it. Yeah,
we looked at the fact that there's a lot of Indigenous people within the prison systems first and foremost, and we looked at the huge amount of recidivism and the lack of education and the lack of rehabilitation. There truly is it's lacking so much, and that's when you find that recidivism and people just, you know, this evolving door of people coming back to prison. So we thought, what is it that we can do, and what voice can we have out in the public? And that's where Bad Boys first was created, that we wanted to tell a story about that.
You just heard there from the Bad Boys podcast duo, Shane Bryan and Darren Carver. They broadcast a daily podcast breakfast show. They yarn about justice issues since they themselves have been locked up. And although neither of them is Indigenous, they have been worried about the fact that Indigenous Australians are reportedly the most incarcerated people in the world, plus are concerned about high recidivism rates within the Indigenous community. The Bad Boys podcast highlights current justice issues, lack of programs for prisoners, and rehabilitation for Indigenous people.
Well, when we first started, we wanted to be hard hitting and highlight some of the, I guess, give people a bit of an idea as to what it's like inside prison. You know, because a lot of people, they think about prison, it's like, oh, what is it? It's, you know, place which is a bit of a hotel where people can go and get fed and all that sort of stuff. But it's pretty hard hitting. And you know, we made a lot of friends within the Indigenous community inside, and we realized that there was a very big, I guess, imbalance. And then when we came out and we realized that there was an even bigger imbalance within the youth sector, that was when we started to realize that we needed to start the conversation in relation to that. So, you know, we started our podcast. The podcast was to highlight the issues that existed with regards to recidivism, with regards to rehabilitation, and we kind of realized that the show was quite funny. And so we decided that during lockdown we would start going live every day. So we started doing the Bad Boys Breakfast Show, you know, and we've had some amazing guests on the show, some politicians, some artists, you know, people who are really standing up for the cause of rehabilitation.
The Bad Boys podcasters are concerned about the over-representation of Indigenous people, and in particular our youth, in the juvenile justice system, and the high recidivism rates. The Bad Boys have plans to introduce a new at-risk youth digital training program where they will hope to give young people training in digital broadcast media and giving them a platform on radio so their voices may be heard.
Well, look, there's a couple of things. Firstly, the percentage of Indigenous population inside the youth detention centres is actually much, much higher than adult centres.
And it's higher than reported as well.
Higher than reported, yeah. I mean, it says that there's about 70%, but there's more than that, okay? Yeah, yeah. And when you look at the actual justice system, these kids are actually getting no second chances. They're getting, like, they're just getting locked up for minor offences, whereas, you know, kids that aren't Indigenous are being given, you know, opportunities not to go to prison.
Yes, they've been dealt with differently.
So there's an inequality there. That's the first thing. So let's fix up the inequality. The second thing is, why should kids that are 10, 12 go to prison in the first place? And you can call it a detention centre, you can call it whatever you want. The fact is that a youth detention centre is the same building, the same type of situation as an adult detention centre. It's a prison. And no kid should be going to a prison.
And the part of the Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander kids, I don't believe that they're given the same opportunity for education. And I believe that's where it's got to start, is education and giving them a voice. Indigenous people within this country have never really actually been given a proper voice.
No.
And I believe that platforms such as podcasting and radio is a great way for people to actually sit and listen and have an understanding of what Indigenous people actually have gone through. I know we're a couple of white guys here talking about it, but we have actually spoken to quite a number of Indigenous and Torres Strait Island people who've told us their story. And it comes back to having a voice. If people are heard, then we can make some change based on what knowledge we can gather. And there's so much knowledge within the Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities that we need to listen to historically.
Yeah, we work with a guy by the name of Dwayne Bannon Harrison, and you know, he's an Indigenous leader down in you know, southern New South Wales, and he actually has a podcast that we help him produce called Bring Back the Warrior. And it talks about, you know, identity, fear, love, respect, all of the things that I think are values that should be instilled in kids when they're actually, you know, okay, if they're in a prison situation, then why aren't they instilled with these values. Instead, they're locked away, they're treated like animals, right? They're 10 to 13, you know, or 10 to 18. There's a big majority of kids that are under 13 in there. It's a scary situation for any kid to be in. All they want is love.
The Bad Boys radio podcasters are also keen to recruit more broadcasters, and they are looking for an Indigenous person to join their daily podcast.
You know, we're actually looking for an Indigenous podcaster that wants to come on our show and become a regular bad boy. And I say bad boy loosely because it could be, you know, it could be a girl as well. it's just that the aspect of someone that can actually speak up for the Indigenous community and not just the Indigenous community, the multicultural community as well. You know, let's actually open up the narrative so that we can actually have discussions and real discussions and raw discussions.
Yeah, we're embarking on a TV series as well, a documentary series. There's a lot of things that we are actually got in the pipeline that we are producing ourselves at this stage. But we're also looking at a further afield, which we've probably got a major manager on from Melbourne. So we are looking for some Indigenous people who want to join our show because we really want to tuck into those issues, and we want even Shane and I have talked about this, wanting to learn more about the Indigenous history, culture, because it's so much there that we don't even understand or haven't even heard. You know, as an Australian kid who grew up, you know, in the 80s going to school, there was no class there teaching me about Australia, the land. Indigenous people, there was nothing there. And I should have learnt that about our culture, about Australia, about the people that actually own this land. It's terrible that we didn't get that. It's really terrible.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Many thanks to our guest today, Kutch Edwards from Beyond the Bars Radio Project and the Bad Boys podcasters, Shane Bryan and Darren Carver. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out, just by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.